He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
Thursday, final full show of the week before Booze and Banter. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Locals. Let's get even more people there tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. Glad to be spending some time with you today. And man, there's a lot crammed in here that we're going to go over. Disco, how are you?
Doing all right.
Okay.
You know, I usually stay off social media. Well, I went on last night and a wonderful conversation with an amazing human being. I mean,
there's so many good ones on social media.
Like the best person you've ever met. I hope you know that I'm being sarcastic.
I believe it. Yeah. There's no good people on social media. It seems
the vial that came out of the things that I was reading from him. I'm going to pray for him.
that's all you can do. All you can do. And speaking of that, and the other side, and their crazy, crazy views. Let's get to question of the day. We've got a potential overturn or new decision on Roe versus Wade. We've got Second Amendment stuff coming up. We've got just the regular old everyday hate and racism from the left, which brings up the question, which is this. Do you think the summer, this coming summer in America will be peaceful? I'm not trying to lead you to water here. Just asking the question, do you think it will be peaceful? Yes or no? Then as you send your answers in, today's episode is powered by MyPillow, who's offering, as I keep telling you guys, take advantage, an insane slipper deal right now. $90 off. What's normally $139.98 a pair are now just $49.98 a pair. Everyone in my house wears them. We give them as gifts all the time to people because once you put them on, you won't want to take them off. They're amazing. So get on over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Drew. You can save $90 on the slippers while they last. You can save up to 66% on other MyPillow products. You can support a great American company, and you can support the show all at the same time. It's a great way to do things. Okay. Then.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. It's a win-win-win.
Yeah, it's really a win-win-win. You're right. It's the three wins.
It's the triad. I don't know. Okay. So, listener contest. We've got the weekend counts. So, you've got 4 days to enter. You've got today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, in case you had any kind of trouble with calendars. You have those 4 days to enter, to get your friends to enter, to get anyone and everyone to enter. Because remember, if you have other people enter and say that you referred them, you get your name put in there again. So go on over to drewberquist.com, go to the listener contest section, and you can follow the instructions there. You can also see them right here on the screen. If you would like to win $150 in free Red Beach Nation merchandise, all you've got to do is go to iTunes, search This Is My Show with Drew Berquist. Subscribe if you have not. Give a review if you have not. Take a picture of it and send it to producer@redbeachmedia.com. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Of like Nacho Libre. I want to win.
I want to win. Ramses. So that's all you got to do. Lots of you have joined. We'll draw the winner on Monday's show. So get it in. Again, guys, you can have friends do it. They get to win or they get to be entered. I should say that they don't get to just win. But they can put your name on there, and then we'll put your name in again. Okay, so let's get to your responses, which, nope, they don't know what peaceful means. They don't know how to throw temper tantrums and hissy fits. That's right, Violet. I agree. Jessica says, not a chance. Jack Jones, no way, Jose. No way, Jose. Very doubtful, says Eric. No, Seton. Gina, no. Valerie, no. Lots of no's. Calm Grandma, Mobius, Ursoid, Chasm. Skipley, Barb, everyone no. Debbie, no. Judy, no. Deb, no. F News, at my house, yes, it will be. In Democrat City,
no. It's a really, really close race, but I think no won that one.
I feel like we should probably review it again.
Can we get a recount?
Yeah. If it's not within a certain margin, we have to do a recount.
We have to.
Yeah, I don't really. I would like to think. Look, again, like all this stuff we talk about all the time, I'm not rooting for chaos. Oshana, the question of the day was, do you think it will be a peaceful summer in America? Same for you, Raven. That's the question. Yes or no? Regardless of what your answers are, people who are coming in, it has been very much, I think 100% no, actually. I don't think anyone said yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's where we are with that. Let's continue on. And look, and Rich says absolutely not. I hope that it's not a violent, crazy summer. I really do. But I do think it's going to be chaotic. Is it going to be a full-on summer of love again, and we're going to have Chaz's and other, you know, areas like that pop up? I don't know. I hope not. But there's all the makings for it to be that way. And as Joe's saying too, we're getting closer to the election, so the worst it's going to get. Which, if you're a Democrat, I would think you'd be smart enough. I know that that's a laughable statement right there, but you'd think that you don't want more unrest ahead of the midterms when you're already getting your ass kicked. But what do I know? What did Ting Ting say?
Pay me and I will get 2,000 mules to vote no.
I love it. Let's get into the story. So Joey announced that he's going to Texas yesterday. Here was that.
Before we begin, let me say a few words about what happened in Uvalde, Texas, elementary school. Since I spoke last night, the confirmed death toll has tragically climbed, including another teacher and three more students. Jill and I will be traveling to Texas in the coming days to meet with the families and let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma. As a nation, I think we all must be there for them, everyone.
All right, so that's him there. And to be clear with what he just said and what he's doing, it is the right move. Look, none of us like Joe, but he should be going as the person playing president for the United States of America. But when he gets there, he shouldn't make it political, and rest assured, he, of course, will. But that's not all he said. He didn't just announce that he's going there. He talked about a executive order he signed on police reform. We'll talk about that later on the show. And he also said that the Second Amendment, once again, is not absolute, while also, once again, lying to the American people, talking about limitations on types of weapons. Take a listen.
And we must ask, when in God's name will we do what needs to be done to, if not completely stop, fundamentally change the amount of the carnage that goes on in this country? To state the obvious, and Corey and a lot of other people here, I'm sick and tired. I'm just sick and tired of what's going on. It continues to go on. I spent my career as chairman of the Judiciary Committee and as vice president working for common sense gun reforms, as I said, as a senator and a vice president. While they clearly will not prevent every tragedy, we know certain ones will have significant impact and have no negative impact on the Second Amendment. Second Amendment is not absolute. When it was passed, you couldn't own a cannon.
There it is.
You couldn't own certain kinds of weapons. It's just always been limitations. But guess what? These actions we've taken before, they saved lives.
All right, so it is absolute. That's what the Constitution is. That's what the Second Amendment is. And again, he had to remember, what's that saying I always use? I did deer and Kevlar yesterday before. Oh yeah, you can't buy a cannon. You couldn't have bought a cannon. Yes, you could have, Joe. That's not true. In your fantasy makeup land, whoever wrote the speech and has no idea what the Constitution says or how the history of this country has worked, it maybe makes sense to them that you couldn't have bought one in their mind. But again, that's not true. That's not reality. Lisa, damn, I love my Canon. Yeah, I mean, God, this is just simply not true. Again, they live in this emotional alternate reality, and they spew it, and they spew it, and they say it enough times, and they use their media and their big tech proxies to the point where even that, even some of them, I'm sure, really do believe that deep down. A lot of them are doing it because they want to use this crisis, as they always do, let it not go to waste, and they want to go after our weapons, our Second Amendment. But deep down, you know, and that is it. They want to disarm the people. But deep down, a lot of them, I think, genuinely do. They've bought into these lies. And they believe all the things that the media, that Joe Biden and Jen Psaki and Don Lemon and Joe and Mika and all these people say, and Rachel Maddow. But none of it is true. None of it's true. But then his Twitter thread, you know, after his speech, what's so funny about him is he, again, it's not him, but he gives a talk, he bumbles it, and then they just cut up text from what was in the prompter and put it out as tweets. So it's been constant. Whoever's running it has been constant this week with little sound bites and not sound bites, but quotes. And it's been that way since his address 2 nights ago. And as he's done before, he's blaming the gun manufacturers. Look at this tweet. He says, whoever's running his account says, it's just sick that gun manufacturers have spent 2 decades aggressively marketing assault weapons, which makes them some of the biggest profits. For God's sake, let's have the courage to stand up to the industry. Again, with the assault weapons, making it seem as though there's something that they're not. And how dare the manufacturers make items that people want and are no more dangerous than other firearms? Firearms that, by the way, cannot kill people on their own. I guess it was Friday, right? We joked on Booze and Banter on Friday, like, you could put a monitor, a camera, a CCTV system in your safe and watch it, and you'll see that they just are sitting there. Like, they're not doing anything. This is not like Toy Story where they come to life and do their stuff. Like, they're just literally right where you left them.
No, that was one of the debates, or I can't even call it debate because he's playing with a half a deck anyway. Part of the discussion was like, your gun's going to kill someone, you know, and it's going to go off on a rampage. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, not how it works. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah. And he's like, you can't control it. I'm like, yeah, I can. My gun's sitting safe and sound. It's not loading itself. And then he's like, what else do you want from me? I'm like, I don't want anything from you. You're the one who decided to engage.
Right.
Like, I just awesome.
It's
awesome.
There's no reasoning with these people who, again, have made up terms. It's not an assault weapon. That's not what it stands for. We've addressed that 7 million times on this show. The problem is people. The problem is a mental health issue in this country. The problem is a lack of security at schools and other soft target issues. And the biggest problem that ties into all of those that I just listed and a myriad of others is how we as a country have turned away from God. I mean, we are a ginormous mess. Like, Sodom and Gomorrah had nothing on us. Like, we're literally looking at Sodom and Gomorrah like, dude, hold my beer. Because y'all were a bunch of amateurs. Right? I mean, it's true, though. Like, that is, and I know there's people out there who aren't believers, and that's fine. I wish that wasn't the case. But you guys, we have strayed so far from what we were supposed to be. And we were never going to be perfect. I get that as well. I wake up every day like, dang it, I'm not even out of my bed yet, and I'm screwing up. But like, we have totally, totally abandoned the values that are the most important, and it's showing day in, day out.
To go back to this discussion I had last night, he set rules to the guidelines of the discussion. Can't bring up God. Okay, fine. Every other sentence he kept like, oh, here comes God, here comes the God. I'm like, no, you set the rules, man. You keep bringing up God. Yeah. So anytime he brought it up, I was like, oh, can't bring it up. Your rules, not mine.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't helping him. It was probably enraging his red wine fuel rage that he was having.
But you know what? It just that's just fun. It's just fun. Yeah, sometimes you got to egg these people on.
I couldn't stop. I was like, all right, here we go.
I love it, too, because they think they're going. We talked about this. I think it was yesterday. I'm not going to change anyone's opinion. You're not going to. They're not going to change ours.
Yeah.
So it's but it's just fun. You know, and there's people out there that is particularly the uber emotional people on the left who think, oh, I'm going to sway this. It's not okay that you think differently than me. And they think that I care. Hey, Herbie, they think that I care about their insults and stuff like that. It's like, you literally don't get me at all. Like, I'll just keep sitting here playing a game, winking at you, blowing a kiss. Like, don't care.
Oh. There was many times where I just said, ha, 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 you're cute, after all the insults, because I'm just like, I keep them coming. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. It was great. It was great.
But anyways, we're a mess. And speaking of messes, Beto made a fool of himself yesterday. We showed you that clip, and he made a fool of himself on purpose. And then he had a little time with the media after he made a fool of himself. Also, by the way, on purpose, because this was all just a total stunt. This was him afterwards.
And I've called them, I've talked them to them today. We owe them our help and our assistance. We'll do everything we can to raise the resources to make sure that we pay for funerals, for any needs that they may have. But we owe those parents action. I've talked to the parents in El Paso. I've talked to the parents in Santa Fe High School. I've talked to the parents in Midland, Odessa. They want us to do something right now. I want us to do something right now. We can do something right now. But if we continue to accept this, then it is on us. It's not just the governor's fault. It is on us. I'm not going to accept it. So I'm here. I'm calling attention to this, and I'm asking all Texans of good conscience, and I could care less whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, to stand up right now for yourself, for your kids, for our families, and to stop the next shooting just like this one.
And what do you say, to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says now is not the time?
An 18-year-old kid doesn't have a driver's license, can't buy a beer.
He should not have been able to buy an AR-15. Right there. Do you want a solution? Stop selling AR-15s in the state of Texas. You want a solution? Have universal background checks. We don't have them. You want a solution? Red flag laws or extreme risk protection orders, which stop a shooting before it happens. You want a solution? Safe storage laws. Those are four solutions that have been brought up by the people of Texas. Each one of those has broad bipartisan support right now. We could get that done if we had a governor who cared more about the people of Texas than he does his own political career or his fealty to the NRA. And if you need any proof of that, check the schedule for the NRA's convention this Friday right here in the state of Texas. Five of the worst mass shootings in U.S. history right in this state on his watch. What does he do about it? He goes to the NRA convention to brag about how easy he has made it to purchase guns in this state and to carry them publicly without a background check whatsoever. It is absolutely wrong. In fact, it is insane. The governor talks about mental health. It is insane that we allow an 18-year-old to go in and buy an AR-15. What the hell did we think he was going to do with that? This one is on us.
And what do you say to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says now is not the time to make this political?
Now is the time to stop the next shooting. Right after Santa Fe High School was the time to stop the next shooting. Right after El Paso was the time to stop the next shooting. Right after Midland, Odessa was the time to stop the next shooting. And in each case, we say this isn't the time. Now is the time, like literally right now. That's why I'm here. That's what we want as a state. That's what I want as a parent. I've got three kids who are in high school and middle school and elementary school. That's what they want. And I face their judgment and my conscience and ultimately my maker for what I do when I have the chance to change this. And I'm going to do everything in my power to change this. And I am not alone. The majority of Texas is with us on this right now. The majority of Texas is not reflected by that governor or those people around the table who talk about mental health care or say that this is pure evil or that it was absolutely unpredictable. This is predictable. It will happen and it will continue to happen until we change course.
All right, we're going to go back into.
All right. He does love the camera, Patriot. You're right. But, I mean, a majority support this? No, they don't. First of all, you're in Texas. A majority do not support anything you just said. But a majority in the country don't either. But it's emotional nonsense. Again, it's we have to do something. We have to do something. Something bad happened. By the way, look at me. I'm running for governor. Go to whatever his website is, .com. I'm a douche, .com. Don't actually Google that, guys. You'll get like a virus on your computer. But it's emotional nonsense. We need to do something. His 4 points. We need to outlaw AR-15s in Texas. No. Universal background check. No. That's a national register. We have background checks now. They work. They work for law-abiding citizens. Now, did he buy it and go through the process? Yes. Are there bad things that happen? Yes. But on the whole, this works. Red flag laws. Are you kidding me? No. You want to have your weapons taken away? Endorse red flag laws. And then we just came through COVID where the government literally told you to snitch on not just neighbors, but family members who were breaking lockdown. You think that they're going to play nice with red flag laws and not abuse that? Come on, people. Safe storage laws. And then he talks about NRA. Guys, the NRA, I don't know if you're familiar with this. And I'm not like some spokesperson for the NRA. I'm not all up in the NRA's ass. I just know for a fact that the NRA didn't shoot kids and teachers this week. They stand by the Second Amendment. They stand by training people and ensuring that they're handling firearms safely, doing the right things with it. It's all the more, this kind of stuff right here is all the more reason for the NRA and for organizations like the NRA. As someone on Twitter said, and we always ask and talk about here, you were quick. Everyone's there. Joe is going there this week. Literally, this was all a political stunt by him, by Beto. But why is there no concern about Chicago and other violent cities? Here's a tweet from Everything's Going Just Great on Twitter. Hundreds of children have been slaughtered in Chicago. Every weekend, children are killed by gun violence. And there's no outrage. Why hasn't Beto crashed one of Lori Lightfoot's pressers? Why doesn't anyone care about those kids? And crashing one of her pressers is exciting, too, because she's usually like in an outfit or a costume. But you know why? Because the Dems know that it's not really a gun problem. They know a law, you know, a new law or new laws aren't going to fix this. The bad guys are still, laws don't apply to bad guys because they're not following them in the first place. Chicago and other violent cities have the strictest gun control on the planet. And yet kids are gunned down every week. It's awful. And as he said, there's never any outcry. And they hate to discuss this because they know it kills their emotional arguments, their emotional pleas that they're making. We need to do something. We need to change something. Everywhere you've changed something and done something are the most violent cities in the country. Period.
And by the way my discussion got started is I posted saying, until we can all decide that the real problem is a people problem and that we need to stop hate, stop racism, stop bullying, all that stuff. We got to fix that people problem. Then the other discussions can start. That's how it started. Because it's true. It's a people problem. After that, let's talk about all the other stuff you want to talk about. Is it going to get passed? No. Are people going to agree? Probably not. Maybe yes. Who knows? But you have to agree that it's a people problem, not a gun problem.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and Schumer fired back in a tweet at Senator Ron Johnson over what Schumer's saying, adding guns to schools, which is not really a fair assessment of that. And I'm going to tell you why in a second. But here's Schumer's tweet. And he said, GOP Senator Johnson just tried for a bill that could see more guns in schools. I blocked it. So proud of himself. The truth. There were officers at the school in Texas. The shooter got past them. We need real solutions. We will vote on gun legislation starting with the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act. So he's all excited about blocking this, right? And first of all, it is ridiculous. Not on this issue, but on all issues. It is ridiculous how both sides, the GOP and the Dems, are unwilling to do anything together. Just by suggesting it, the other side says no, even if it makes sense. And this bill here, it's called the Luke and Alex School Safety Act, which would codify into law a clearinghouse of information for the best school safety practices. Sounds pretty good, right? The clearinghouse, available at schoolsafety.gov, informs parents, teachers, and school officials of the best practices for improving school security and publishes information on available grant programs, i.e. getting them money to take care of the school and their kids, and federal resources. It's named after Luke Hoyer and Alex Schachter. I don't know how you say his name. Schachter? 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 I'm going to go with Schachter. I don't know. Two students who were killed in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School attack back in 2018. And Johnson introduced the legislation. He's done it before. He did it in 19 with Rick Scott and Marco Rubio in Florida. And here's what he said this week on the floor. I'll just read the quote. He said, it's called the Luke and Alex School Safety Act. It's pretty simple. It just creates a clearinghouse of information of the best practices for school safety. It involves numerous departments, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security. They all must approve what these best practices are. It ensures, ensures parents that and teachers and school officials and other stakeholders that are involved and have input into what those best practices are. It doesn't allow the clearinghouse to mandate any school to take any certain action. And maybe most importantly, it publishes the available grant programs and federal resources available for school safety. Again, it passed out of the Committee on Homeland Security Government Affairs twice unanimously, once under my chairmanship, once under the chairmanship of Senator Peters. Then he continued and said, there's nothing partisan about this bill whatsoever. It's just a good idea that could save lives. It was such a good idea that under the previous administration, they set up that clearinghouse. It's up and it's operating. So all the bill does at this point is serve as a model for what's happening. All this bill does now is codify it to make sure this clearinghouse stands the test of time, that it'll always be there to provide the best practices on school safety. So it all seems pretty logical, right? But the Democrats blocked it. And here's the thing, and this could be, I mean, with all this conversation here, this could be an interesting thought and line of discussion moving forward. It is, the Dems are obviously, as we all know, and we're going to talk more about it today, and I'm sure this week, they're going hard to the hoop on gun control. I mean, it's been, 36 hours or so? And they've already lost their minds. And they're doing all of this ahead of the midterms. And as I said earlier in the show today, keep in mind, they're already getting their asses kicked. People are fed up with them. If you haven't noticed, nothing is going well in this country right now. And this may not help them. It could hurt them worse by foregoing the facts, making emotional pleas that involve made-up terms about guns, lies about existing laws and procedural issues that are just, again, simply not true. So I'm curious to see how that works. I'm curious to see whether it's a peaceful summer and early fall or not. I'm curious to see how hard they push on this. Because, man, it could backfire. Yes, there are people right now who are, and they should be, heartbroken over what happened in Uvalde, Texas. But when it comes down to it, we shouldn't use raw emotion to make decisions, certainly not policy decisions that would affect the entire country. That's what they're going to do. They're going to try and speed things through, but that's obviously not what should happen. And the question will be is, does that bite them in the ass? It'll be interesting to see. All right, everyone, smash that like button, whichever platform you are on. Make sure you are subscribed on said platform that you're watching the show on. Same goes for you listeners. If you're on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, you name it, wherever you're listening, make sure that you hit that like button. Make sure you are subscribed and hitting all those positive buttons, engaging. Keep chatting here in the community, and we'll have some fun. Share this with as many people as you can as well. Then we talk about this every day, guys. It's looking a lot like 2008 again. We've got insane inflation, $30 trillion in debt. And if you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, 401k or savings, you could be at risk. But we've got a solution for you. All you got to do is call GoldCo at 855-717-3188 or visit goldco.com/Drew to get a free gold IRA kit. And you could get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and they've helped place nearly $1 billion in precious metals. So call 855-717-3188 or visit goldco.com/Drew. We're grateful for their partnership, and this is something that a lot of you have done, and the rest of you should. It's a free email, a free call, free visit to the site. Make sure you do it. All right. So someone else is in trouble on social media. It seems like we always just are. And you got Florida Representative Randy Fine, who's in hot water this week, according to the left. They think he's in hot water because they're attacking him. And he wasn't pleased with Joe's hyper-partisan speech the other night, just hours after the Uvalde shooting. None of us were. And he keyed in on Joe's line, "We all know what we need to do," which a lot of people took as confiscate all guns. Randy Fine took it the same way. And that is, make no mistake about it, that is the goal of the Democrat Party, is to disarm the public. You cannot accomplish all the goals that they want to if you have an armed populace. Pure and simple. That's what we're talking about here. They will call it something else. They will go after this type of weapon or that type of weapon, enforce, create and enforce this kind of law, but it is all with the end goal of disarming the people. Joe just doesn't have the saggy ball sack to come out and say it that way. He's just an old school Democrat who still thinks he can lie to the American people. But it all was over this tweet. So Randy Fine puts out this tweet right here, which says, "I have news for the embarrassment that claims to be our president. Try to take our guns and you'll learn why the Second Amendment was written in the first place." So very direct, very forceful, sure. But he's 100% correct. He's not threatening it. He's not threatening Joe. He's not threatening anyone. He's just saying, look, the Second Amendment was literally made for tyrants like Joe Biden and the people controlling him, the rest of his commie cohorts. That's why we have it. Despite all the nonsense that he always puts out there about what it is, further proving he has no clue, in fact, what it is. And just like clockwork, here came the Blue Anons with their outrage and all of their fiery responses on Twitter. First up, we had Rosanna Arquette, who said, "Are you threatening President Biden? Because it sure sounds like it." No, Rosanna, not a threat, a statement of fact. Where was your outrage, by the way, Rosanna, when Madonna wanted to blow up the White House? Or when Johnny Depp asked, "When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?" He's right, a Democrat killed a Republican. But where was her outrage when Snoop Dogg released a music video of him putting a gun to Trump's head and pulling the trigger? Kathy Griffin's decapitation pic. Crickets, right? There's nothing. How about Hamlet in Central Park? That production features an actor dressed like Trump, and he gets brutally stabbed to death by multiple attackers. Nothing, right? So maybe save your self-righteous indignation. Nobody gives a flying you-know-what you think. But then you had, it was Make-A-Wish Representative Jamal Bowman, who weighed in with the tweet and said, "Further evidence that the Republican Party has completely lost its way." Went on to argue that Fine and the GOP were promoting fascism. Guys, Jamal and a lot of these people have no idea what the word fascism means. Because literally, like everything else, they've thrown it around so much, they've distorted it to the point where it's lost its meaning. I guarantee you he can't define what it means. Because the definition is exactly what the Democrat Party stands for these days. That's who they are. The masks are off. Thousands of butthurt commies tagged the FBI and Secret Service in their condemnation of Fine. They're tweeting out. You remember this happened on January 6th, too. Every other tweet going after every conservative also had like a at FBI field, at whatever. In this case, at Secret Service, too. They're such bitches, the left. But Fine wasn't done. He fired back. He doubled down. And good for him. He said the reaction exposes the lie of the left, that they just want common sense gun control. They want one thing and one thing only, gun confiscation and an end to the Second Amendment. And the notion that Americans will exercise their right to fight them makes them go crazy, boo-hoo. And he's not wrong. Democrats don't want compromise. They never have. Why in the world would Republicans ever trust them? Because quite a few rhinos agree with them and want Americans disarmed. This whole argument's, like I said the other day, about us fighting sooner than later as a country. That's just factual. We hate each other. It's not me calling for it. It's not Randy egging Joe on so we can fight. It's just factual. It's just true. That's what's going on here. The reality of the situation is, as we all know, I think quite well now, is that America is a tinderbox ready to go up in flames, and nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, will spark a war faster than going after the Second Amendment and trying to disarm the people. But that's not the only people who waited. And let's check in on Whoopi Goldberg, because she thinks she matters. And I know a lot of you in the audience don't watch The View, and for good reason. It's an hour of fat old sour hags just sharing their opinions that are based on the New York City celebrity bubble that they live in. I mean, honestly, they are such hateful people, fueled by Xanax and Chardonnay. But this time, the brilliant Oracle, known as Whoopi Goldberg, weighed in with her opinion about the Uvalde shooting and rifles. And I've got some quotes here to read. And she said this: "I want to thank Governor Abbott because he signed 22 bills this year, making it easier for mass shooters to buy, carry, and own guns in the state." And what exactly were those bills, Whoopi? But she can't answer because one of her producers just wrote that and she's just repeating it. Listen to what the commies say. They talk and use words, but what they say doesn't actually make any sense when you pick it apart because there are no specifics. It's just all emotion. She went on, though. She had other quotes this week. "Let's apply his abortion laws to guns, deputizing citizens to sue anyone involved in gun violence." "So you sold an AR-15 at the gun show? See you in court. Does your neighbor have too big of an arsenal? Call the cops." Why do we have to deputize citizens to sue someone, by the way? Again, her sentence is nothing more than an emotional rant. The second sentence is about selling a gun. Of course, she threw in the term gun show, inferring like all the liberals do that there's no background checks there, which is absolutely not true. And she's also saying if the gun is used in a crime, the seller's responsible. But let's unpack that. That's like saying a car salesman's responsible if the driver runs over 60 people at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Call the cops if your neighbor has a big arsenal? Define big. Who gets to define that? Apparently Whoopi Goldberg does. So not shocked that Whoopi, whose real name's Karen Johnson, is urging people to rat out their neighbors. This is the same lady who called for the defunding of police, and now she wants to use them to inflict damage on people she doesn't agree with. She's disgusting. But wait, there's more. She also said Alito says abortion is not in the Constitution. Well, neither are AR-15, so I guess the Constitution doesn't cover them either. Life is so sacred, then stop using guns to abort young lives. Seriously, her statement, like all of her other ones, and not just on these topics, but pretty much everything she ever talks about, are so stupid. I mean, pathetically stupid. Social media and television aren't mentioned in the Bill of Rights either. But these guys, the commies, they are always trying to force a square peg into a round hole with their arguments. Every time she opens her mouth, she reinforces what a mental midget she is. And she ended her disjointed and incoherent thoughts with this pearl of wisdom right here. "They're going to come for those AR-15s, and you better get ready to give them up because this is America. We're supposed to be able to do things and be the people we wanted to be, and now we are in a crazy place." So she's talking about another civil war brought on by gun confiscation. Having guns is not about hunting. The Second Amendment's not about hunting. It's about defending yourself against a tyrannical government. Whoopi's a supporter of tyranny. She's just a hateful old communist who always defaults to authoritarian control. Remember, she wanted people who weren't vaccinated to be separated from their kids and put into camps. She's just a sad, old, angry woman whose opinions are based on emotional clickbait, not any sort of intellectual thought process whatsoever. And by the way, law enforcement's greatest fear, other than Democrat politicians who hate them, is to have to go door to door to confiscate guns. Think of the carnage that would happen. It'd be horrific. Horrific. But of course, I mean, they would love it. The Democrats would love it because you're taking guns from people and the police are getting shot. You've got civilians getting shot. They hate both police and gun owners, so it's a win-win for them. But let's keep going, because that's not it. What's a tragedy, a national one at that, without a hot take from Kim Kardashian? She said this.
This is
not hers. So do we have hers?
No, this is the one that you had attached. So this is just about the Kardashians, not.
So
let me see if I can find it.
Yeah. So she tweets it out. We'll have you pull it up. First of all, as Kim Push or Christina Pushaw, who works for Ron DeSantis here in Florida, says, and she's right, you have your own security detail, which she does. You should probably sit this one out when talking about guns and protecting people. But then she gets into, you know, basically how elites feel and talks about how we're better than you. And not always saying that expressly, right? But their tone and the verbiage that we're better than you and we need people with guns to protect us. You're smelly Walmart people and you're not sophisticated enough or important enough to defend yourselves. Peasant lives don't matter, so shut up. Put your mask on. Know your place in the pecking order of life. The Democrats have total disdain for half the country and they don't give a shit about letting their feelings be known. She said, I'm trying to remember the tweet. But anyways, if you find it. So Kim weighed in with a stupid take. And if we find it, we'll come back to it. But it's the same old story. With all of these comments, the elites don't want the peasants to have weapons because it threatens their power. Just the politicians, the radical left, don't want you to have the Second Amendment in your firearms because it threatens their power. That's why it's so important not to give an inch. That's why we can't cave at all when it comes to the Second Amendment. There's no negotiating with terrorists, and the Democrats are, in fact, terrorists when you think of it. They always have been, which is why they call patriots domestic terrorists. They project everything onto others. If they're calling you something, just know that that's what they are. And now this same party, they've expanded into grooming and straight-up pedophilia. There's never been a case for homeschool that's been better. Like, everything that's happening. You've got the Uvalde shooting, which is a tragic reminder of how the government's failing our children. You've got this party who's got groomer teachers out there. We talk about it all the time. Predator teachers. I mean, how many times have you seen a story about a teacher having sex with kids? Inappropriate behavior, inappropriate touching, critical race theory. Driving a wedge in between us. Everyone should hate this country. Everyone is racist. Math is racist now, for Pete's sakes. You got teachers' union and all their nonsense that's going on. School boards. People on the local, you know, city council and the local school boards who think that they have more of a decision on what goes into your kids' heads than you do. And if you speak up and challenge them, you are definitely labeled a domestic terrorist. And the FBI is going to spy on you. And the IRS will likely get involved too. So yes, school shootings are horrific. What happened in Uvalde? Horrific. But it's only one threat of many that our kids and our communities are facing due to this misguided and blind allegiance of a hateful ideology embraced by our leaders in the educational system and the left and the media. Absolutely, Alan. Ever notice the ones yelling racist, the loudest are always the racist? Yeah. Raven 6, our ancestors would be shooting by now. I think you're probably right. Foster, good
to see. Check your return. Is this the right one?
No, well, that's fine. We'll move on from it. We'll move on from it. We can come. It wasn't that important. Anything Kim Kardashian says is really just not that important. But as you keep your firearms, guys, know that you need to be trained on it. And our friends over at Strike Man have given you a great tool to assist with that. The cost of going to the range is exorbitant. It's, you know, ammunition prices are through the roof. It's only going to get worse as demand goes up and the supply chain crisis continues to fester, all of that. But our friends over at Strike Man have a solution for you with their custom app and laser cartridge. You can use your firearm at home to train and get better without the cost or inconvenience of going to the range. Save costly on those big trips, all of that. You can try it for 15 days free. If it doesn't improve your accuracy, they will refund you in full. And for the month of May, you can save and get it for just $79 by using promo code training day over at, don't do training gay, that won't get you the price, but training day over at strikeman.o. Maybe I'll tell them to put that one in there too. And then
just in case there's a typo,
that's like a shooting and then like a pose. Like you've got a, yeah. Thankfully the screen was up when I was doing that. But yeah, you can try it for $79 with promo code training day at strikeman.io. Again, it's strikeman.io, not.com. Head on over there. They're great partners of the show and we're grateful for getting to work with them and for them giving you guys such a great deal.
can you please just do that pose just so they can see it?
I don't even remember what I did. It's like, boom.
Stand. Like, yes. Yeah. Perfect.
I guess it's got to be here. Like, just jazz hands afterwards. I don't know. Yes. So I meant to get to this yesterday, but obviously with the Uvalde tragedy, we spent a lot of time on that, and for good reason. But better late than never. So the World Health Organization re-elected Tedros, who's not even a real doctor, by the way, to a second five-year term after no other candidate challenged him. This is the same feeble-minded ass clown that changed the name of the coronavirus to COVID-19 so the Chinese communists, who are his puppet masters, wouldn't be offended. The World Health Organization is one of the most corrupt, as we know, international organizations the planet has ever known, and now Teddy's in charge for five more years. Rick Scott put out a tweet about his sham re-election in which he said, under the failed leadership of Dr. Tedros, the World Health Organization has become a puppet for communist China and now believes it can force compliance with global health policy. As long as Tedros is in charge, the World Health Organization cannot be trusted. It's not now. It never will be again. But certainly with this re-election and him there, it's not good. And Rick Scott's correct. I mean, they're another fake organization, the WHO, that launders money for governments, creates more problems than they solve. And Tedros is like so many other globalists who believe that the World Health Organization should wield limitless power over everybody on the planet when it comes to so-called health emergencies, which, of course, they get to determine what is and what isn't. And with the amended wording by the White House that we discussed the other day with the WHO treaty, it gives the World Health Organization unlimited power over citizens across the world, but also U.S. citizens. Think about that for a second. Someone who's not even a citizen of the United States has now been given the power by our president to be able to enforce his own agenda on us, on you. Biden's given this moron the power to decide who gets to work, who doesn't get to work, what businesses stay open, what businesses stay closed. None of us signed up to be ruled by a third world, whatever you want to call them. And no one should listen to him, to be very clear. Why in the world would the Democrats make a deal that would be such an infringement on our God-given rights? You know the answer. I mean, the simple answer is, and I say it all the time, they hate you. They hate me. They hate all of us. They hate this country. Everyone who wants to be free, everyone who cherishes what this country is, the Constitution, you are an enemy to them. The World Health Organization is a backdoor for Democrats to gain control by outsourcing their Marxist beliefs through an organization that routinely practices medical tyranny on impoverished people all around the globe. How many times have you heard Democrats and some Republicans call gun violence a health crisis? A lot, right? Like most of you, maybe you thought it was empty rhetoric. I kind of did at one point too. But when you realize that America has now signed a treaty that allows the WHO to take over control of American citizens after declaring a health emergency, the once empty rhetoric seems a little bit more sinister now, right? And I'm not saying that they're talking about it or that the WHO is going to call for a gun confiscation. I'm not saying that at all. But when politicians start playing with words and treaties, an unholy door is opened that could potentially affect our country's sovereignty, your sovereignty. And it's scary stuff. And when you know who's meeting over there at the WHO meetings, at the World Economic Forum, all these things that are going on over in Europe right now, don't think that they have your best interest in mind. Obviously, they don't. And speaking of people who don't have your best interest at heart and globalist creeps, George Soros, in all of the rotting flesh off of his face, made an appearance over at the WEF forum, WEF meeting, excuse me. And he had a warning about the war in Ukraine. Listen to what George Soros said in all of his wisdom. He said, quote, "This crisis in Ukraine may be the beginning of the Third World War, and civilization may not survive it." Well, no shit, George. Welcome to the party, pal. Yes, World War III is a very distinct possibility right now, since our Defense Department has openly said we are at war with Russia. Lloyd Austin said it. We're talking about sinking more ships, destroying their navy in the Black Sea. The war with Ukraine and Russia seems like it's turning into another long protracted war that we're somehow involved with. Congress never voted on us going to war, but we're spending billions of dollars assisting Ukrainian military with intel, again, so we can kill Russians. That doesn't de-escalate things. And I've said it. I mean, it seems to me that we are at war. It's just the one thing that's missing are American troops setting up bases in Ukraine. And to be clear, we haven't declared war since World War II. So this has kind of just become the typical swamp method of how they circumvent procedure. And no one has an answer about our involvement in this war. The politicians have just opened up the checkbook, started handing out money like a rich parent to someone who wants the, you know, their affection. A needy kid. And when you ask a question, the response is, oh, you're just a, you know, you're pro-Putin. You're on Russia's side. Or do you want Ukrainians to die? It's an unrelenting smear if you dare question. It's like when you question the mask mandates and it became, why do you want to kill grandma and grandpa? I don't want to kill anyone. I just literally have a couple questions. Is that okay? We have to keep asking. Keep asking questions. Keep the pressure on. Don't back down when people come back with talking points and absurd narratives. As was illustrated with COVID, half the population feels comfortable with being enslaved. That's should be shocking. It's just not anymore. All right. We're coming up on the end of hour one here. We've got a lot more to
On a lighter note. I'm trying to scroll back to Ting Ting asked, can I get a training lesbian?
Sure, Ting. We'll work on that. I did mess that up saying that. Promo code training gay. We're gonna, you know what? We've got to come up with a video for that now. We just do. I've got outfits for it. I mean, we can make it happen. If China takes Taiwan right now, yep. America will grind to a halt, says Winkler. A lot more than that, too, my friend. But you're right. It's okay. It only took a few thousand angry people with sticks in Africa to get the blue helmets out. I'm sure it will go very bad in America. Probably so, Ting. The hallmark of tyranny is an ill-informed public. Yes, Foster. Absolutely. They are capitalized. Again, you don't have to be a historian. I'm not a historian. I understand history a good deal. I love it and respect it. But I also don't have time to just sit around and read history books all day either. I know what I know. And you don't have to be some badass historian, although I don't know if that has ever been described as a historian. Like, he's a badass historian. But my point is, you don't have to know that a whole ton about everything to just understand the communist playbook, what they have done, how they have done things across the globe all the time. So you look at what's happening here, you look at the way that they are dividing people, they're trying to take down the nuclear family, the way that they're trying to take over the media, the way that they're trying to take over, so all of it. We went through that list the other day on the show. It lines up perfectly. And again, I wish it wasn't true, but that's what these people are. That's what they are. All right, coming up in the second hour, a new executive order by Joe Biden that does police reform. I'll tell you why I don't think it's good. Shocker that something that he did is not good. Well, we've got that. We've got a... The word chief is no longer being used at schools now in San Francisco because they thought it was offensive to the Native American population, which is hilarious.
Like as a nickname?
No, not like a title. So like chief, you know, technology officer or chief.
Oh.
So you can't use that anymore. I'll explain it more. And also the most laughable part of it. So we'll talk about that. We've got a lot more. We've got memes to get through today. We've got plenty of stuff coming up in the hour, too. But you got to get over to Rumble. Rumble.com/Drew Berkowitz. You can go to Rumble and just search Drew Berkowitz. You'll find it. I will, as we always do, make sure that we copy the link in there so you can get over there as well. And we'll see you for the second hour after a real quick break.
Hey, we like you, but if you're on legacy social media, your live feed pretty much ends now. Continue watching today's live episode and engaging on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Drew Berkowitz. Again, that's rumble.com/Drew Berkowitz.